The Traveler's Journal, February 19th. Enjoying Auckland al fresco. It's summer in New Zealand, and the citizens of Auckland, its largest city, certainly know how to enjoy the weather. With over 1 million residents, a third of the population of this South Pacific two-island nation, Auckland is a surprisingly outdoorsy place. Draped along the southern shore of a well-sheltered bay, the city gravitates naturally to the sea. In fact, Auckland calls itself the City of Sails, and one of every six residents owns a boat. A steady stream of ferries shuttle across the bay to the city's North Shore suburbs and beyond to the Gulf Islands. Tamaki Drive, the harborside boulevard that runs from the city center along the water to the eastern suburbs, is busy with joggers, strollers, and cyclists. Crossing a long causeway, it skirts parks, alive with rugby games and frisbees flying in the sunshine. Auckland itself is a pleasant city, though not especially beautiful. Its architecture tends to 20th century functional, with a hotel topped by a space needle and revolving restaurant dominating the skyline. Auckland Domain, the lush park in the city center, features a fine museum whose displays portray South Pacific history. A funky underground aquarium celebrates oddities of local sea life and geography. Neighborhoods like Ponsonby and Mission Bay offer lots of good restaurants and active nightlife. This tourist-friendly city is a fine base from which to explore New Zealand's many other and much more magnificent outdoor charms. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.